Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcast. My focus continues to be on the amazing world of radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. With baseball shut down due to COVID-19, we're presenting a series of old-time radio baseball podcasts every Wednesday. However, we've also had just a really busy spring with 13 episodes in our Jack Webb Centennial series, our Kirk Douglas celebration, and our Julie Bennett tribute. There's so much great stuff to listen to. So if you want a little more old-time radio in your life, I encourage you to check out amazing.greatdetectives.net. Also, the video version of this podcast returns at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. We'll have a big feature-length episode this Sunday, April 26th. And if you want to see how Americans came together and managed during a crisis, you may enjoy our World War II podcast at thewar.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of It's a Crime, Mr. Collins. The original air date, December the 2nd of 1957. Title is The Green-Eyed Dragon, and I'll warn you the audio's a bit in and out on this one, but let's go ahead and take a listen.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins.
It surely is. After all, my interest in criminals is purely professional, just like Greg's. So how would you like it if your private detective husband accused you of taking a romantic interest in one? Even if he was 6 feet tall, with black curly hair and dimples. Yes, this is Gail Collins speaking, and I'll be back in a moment to set the stage for our puzzling crime.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins. Now, Mrs. Collins, you don't mean to tell me Greg's a jealous sort of a guy.
Jack, all men are jealous, bless their hearts. Until your husband stamped through the apartment looking in linen closets, you haven't lived. But, you see, the time I'm talking about, Greg had a reason for being jealous.
You mean to say...
I think I'd better set the record straight. It started with television. See, I watch the wrestling on the television in a funny way. I keep the sound turned off because I can't stand the groans of agony. So there were Greg and I, sitting in the half dark, watching 200-300-pound men dancing the Swan Lake without music.
It's 25 after 10. It's about time one of those guys threw the other out of the ring.
Well, leave them alone. They're artists. They don't have to do it the way they rehearsed it if they don't want to.
There he goes. Right into the press seats. Now, five will get you 10. He picks up a typewriter.
Oh, Greg, I can't bear to watch. He's going to kill someone.
Boy, I'll bet the devil in the pantomime tied you in knots when you were a kid.
Oh, he still does. Oh, what's happening?
Okay, take your hands away from your eyes. It's all over.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, you can turn the set off now. Oh, Greg, isn't television just wonderful?
Oh, great. You turn the set on at 8 o'clock and 3 hours later, you discovered it's a quarter past.
Beast? Can I help it if I like wrestling?
Lady, when I was a lad, we didn't sit in the dark to watch wrestling. We manufactured our own.
Greg Collins!
Yeah?
Greg Collins.
Oh.
That's an expert hold. Where'd you learn it?
From a dame in Miami.
Well, that's a nice thing to tell me at a time like this.
Relax, honey. The dame was you.
Greg, I just had an idea.
Yeah? Well, let's you and I...
Oh, Greg.
Uh-huh. Answer the door buzzer.
Who could it be at this hour?
Well, I got circumstantial evidence which says it's a guy pressing our door buzzer. And I got a look in my eye, it says... Say, don't you know what time of the night it is?
It's Mr. Collins, isn't he?
Yeah? So what?
Well, the light's a little dim, I wasn't sure. Now I am.
Oh, Greg, what's happening?
Don't move, Mrs. Collins. I've got a gun and I'll use it. You've got yourself a guess, Mrs. Collins. But don't go to any trouble. And don't make any either. Okay, Mrs. Collins?
Not that you expect a visitor to send up a card these days, but the last thing you expect is for him to walk through the door and slug your husband. And when you looked at the man who'd just done that to Greg, you didn't expect him to slug anyone. He was pleasant and definitely handsome. And when Greg started to come round, he recognized him right away.
That's right, Mrs. Collins. Just keep bathing his head. He's not badly hurt.
Who are you? What's the idea of busting in here and knocking Greg out?
I think Collins will understand when he wakes up. Don't let him do anything crazy, will you? I don't wear this gun for a dress ring.
Oh, my jaw.
Greg, wake up. There's a man here who walked through the door and hit you.
Oh, we'll buy a new door. But my jaw...
Oh, he didn't walk through the door exactly. Just opened it and hit you.
That guy? Is he the one?
Hi, Collins.
I'm glad you waited around. I've got something we should have in common.
Greg, he's got a gun.
What? Billy. Gail, it's Billy.
That's right, pal.
You know him?
Sure I know him. It's Billy Kidd. I know him because I sent him up the river for 10 years.
You thought I was there for 10 years, but I'm out. And boy, I'm staying out.
You busted out?
There's no prison in this state that'll hold me. I told you that when they sentenced me.
Greg put you away and now you've come back?
You've got to understand how a guy feels locked up in a little steel cell all day. Gets to thinking about his old pals. He gets the feeling he'd like to pay back old debts with all the interest that's due. So the first call I make is in the one I owe most to. Greg Collins.
Only his eyes were dull. Dull and shiny. Like the gun he was pointing straight at Greg. Well, keep your ears pinned, friends. We'll be back in a moment with more of our story. I've got to hand it to Greg. Even when he's looking down the exit end of a gun, he stays calm. Of course, he's got to go to bed for a week when it's over. But at the moment, he stays calm.
I always said you were a funny guy, Billy. You break out of the pen, you come here to kill me, then they burn you. And you add it up and subtract it, it doesn't make sense.
Mr. Kidd, Greg was only doing his job. I'm sure you deserved every minute of that 10-year sentence.
Gail.
Well, it's not fair. He can't shoot you for something he did.
You got me wrong. I'm not a killer. The reason I came here is the car I was driving was hot. I had to leave it and find someone to rest up for 24 hours. So you see, I would have been here today or tomorrow.
You planned to come here?
Well, sure. It's convenient. I have to make a contact. I broke 24 hours earlier than I planned, so now I have to wait for help. I'm waiting here. You sent me away so you can help me get out. Yeah. Now I think it's time to go to bed, Collins.
You're going to stay here tonight? We don't have a guest room.
Oh, I'm not sleeping. Collins, get in your bedroom.
I haven't had my hot chocolate. I might toss and turn all night.
Oh, well, now, if you get too restless, pal, think of your wife out here with me.
Why, you...
I need insurance. I gotta feel I can trust you, Collins. So your wife stays with me all the time from now. You sleep in the bedroom, she sleeps on the couch. I'll spend the night in a chair by the door. Like I said, Collins, I'm no killer. But you could make me one.
That was one of the worst nights I've ever spent. About one, I dozed off. And a half hour later, I woke to find Kidd standing beside me.
You awake, Mrs. Collins?
Oh, what do you want? Keep away!
Don't scream, Mrs. Collins. Just tell me where the cigarettes are.
They're in a box on the little table.
Okay, thanks. Now you can go back to sleep, baby.
Oh, Greg? Is that you, Greg?
Your husband's in the bedroom, Mrs. Collins. I'm just pouring myself a drink.
Mr. Kidd, let me go to Greg.
Oh, sorry. I've locked him in for the night.
You locked him in?
Sure. You see, I can't trust him. Would you like a little drink, Mrs. Collins?
No. No, it's too early in the day for me.
How did a nice-looking dame like you get caught up with Collins? Go back to sleep. Won't be light for 3 hours.
And then it was daylight. I felt terrible. And Greg looked terrible. But Kid was as fresh as a wind off the sea. Fresh, alert, and as watchful as a copperhead.
Say, you make a swell cup of coffee, Mrs. Collins. I'll have some more.
If you're going to be with us for some time, Kid, maybe we should lay in supplies for you. What flavor jellies do you like?
I'll be pulling out tonight. But first, you got to make a few calls for me.
I don't run messages for my guests.
You got to start getting polite. First, you got to go to the bank.
The bank?
Yeah. I took a look at your bank statement last night. It was in your writing desk.
Well, if you wanted something to read, why didn't you ask for a good book?
I want $2,000. When the bank's open at 10, go down the street and draw out the dough.
You mean you're going to let me out of here by myself?
Sure, why not? Mrs. Collins stays for security. When I leave here at 8 o'clock tonight, you can both forget you ever saw me. Until then, Mrs. Collins stays with me.
At 10, Greg left with a cash check for $2,000 in his pocket. Kid locked the front door and stood looking down into the street, watching Greg go. I watched him in my mind, hoping he'd jump the first cab around the corner and ride to that brownstone building a couple of blocks away that we both knew so well.
Well, if he shows up during the day, tell him Sergeant Morton of Precinct 19 was calling, will you? Morton, yeah, that's right. Yeah, come in. Collins, say, I begin to think you were in quarantine.
Forget the glad hand, pal, and start thinking like a cop. I'm in trouble, and so are you.
Well, what's wrong, Greg?
If you're looking for a guy named Kid, I can put the finger on him for you.
Kid? The whole state's looking for him. Busted out of stir yesterday afternoon.
And right now he's in my apartment.
Are you kidding?
You think I'm white in the face for a joke? He's in my apartment.
That's the kind of information I need.
Hey, put that phone down.
Huh?
I said he's in there with Gail. He's got one eye on the door and the other looking down the sights of a gun. At her. If you go busting in there now, he'll kill her. Look, we've got to get this organized fast. He expects me back. Kid's leaving my place tonight about 8. A guy's calling for him.
Who?
I don't know and I don't care. A guy's calling for him. That's your chance to take him when he leaves. You can do it nice and quiet and no mess.
Yeah? You read today's paper?
And what about him?
Kid killed a guard when he broke out. So when he leaves your apartment tonight, we'll give him one warning. Just one. Then we'll open fire.
I didn't figure your husband would be so long, Mrs. Collins. His bank's not all that far away, is it?
Our bank? Oh, our bank.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that Greg likes to walk around for a while amongst all that money. He keeps an eye on how much blotting paper they use, too. He says if you look after the blotting paper, the $1,000 bills will look after themselves. Well, I'm just passing the time. I think you'd like a drink, Mr. Kidd. You look as though you need it. I always say there's nothing like a drink when you're all tense. And you must be tense. Why, you've had no sleep all night and... Well, here's your drink, sir. Toss that off and feel better.
You drink it.
Maybe I should have put ice... What did you say?
I said you drink it. Do you think I broke out of the pen to get trapped by a dame with a glass of whiskey in her hand?
Well, I wasn't trying to trap you.
You poured whiskey long enough to stun a horse. Now, lady, you drink it.
Don't touch me.
I told you to drink it and you're going to. Even if I have to pour it down your throat.
How smart can a girl get? I figured I could get Kid to drink himself out of this affair. And instead, I drank myself out. Because what with a whiskey Kid made me swallow, I was away on a long alcoholic journey when Greg arrived home. And this was to mean a lot by the end of the evening.
Just put the $2,000 on the table, Collins.
Where's Gail?
She wasn't feeling the best. She went to lie down.
What do you mean she wasn't feeling the best? So help me if you've heard
her. Stay on that side of the table. There's nothing wrong with her. She just had a little too much to drink.
Drink? Gail? Now, what kind of a story are you trying to hand me?
She tried to slip me a drink that would have knocked an old sailor for a loop, so I made her drink it. She's in a nice, deep sleep. Go in if you like. We've got a whole 8 hours to pass. If you ask me, she won't wake up until late this afternoon.
All day long, I slept the sleep of a newborn alcoholic. Greg fretted and fumed around the apartment. And Kid sat on his chair near the door and never once let his attention waver. And down the street, men came and went in a way that seemed to no purpose, and yet had a deadly purpose.
How's it going, Morty? No men in their places yet?
Well, they're getting there, Lieutenant. There's no hurry.
The street's going to be pretty crowded at 8 tonight. You don't want that bystander's getting hurt.
Come 7 o'clock, and that manhole just down the street from Collins' place will be open. People will have to cross over the road.
I figure our best protection is how fast we can fire. He's killed a guard. He knows if we take him, he'll go to the chair.
Unless he comes out with a gun in his hand, he won't have a chance to shoot. Now stop him and give him one warning. If his hands don't go straight up, we'll drop him.
Collins doesn't know the guy who's going to pick Kid up.
No, he had no idea at all. The speed things are going to move at tonight, we probably won't have time to find out until it's all over.
I don't like to do it this way, but we can't risk bystanders being hurt for a crumb like Kid. So, the way it looks, anyone with Kid's going to be sorry if he doesn't surrender fast.
Greg, where are you? Greg?
Honey, you're awake.
Oh, Greg, there's a man playing the anvil chorus in my head.
Relax, honey. That's just the clock chiming 7.
Fine. I can go back to sleep for an hour.
Darling, it's 7 in the evening, not 7 in the morning.
7? Oh, 7 in the evening. Oh, Greg, I feel terrible. Oh, what happened?
Honey, why did you do it? Why did you try to feed Kid that glass of whiskey?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did he have to hit me with a decanter?
Well, he made you drink the stuff. You went out like a light.
Greg, you went to the bank. Oh, Greg, I hoped and hoped
Honey, relax. It's going to be okay.
You saw Morty?
I'll be waiting for him when he walks out.
Oh, I'll never be so glad to see the end of anyone in my life. As soon as he is out of the door, I'm going to lock and bolt
him. Oh, you got over your jag, Mrs. Collins.
Oh, so you're back again. Well, let me tell you about the meanest man I know. And don't keep waving that gun around the way I feel.
On your feet, Mrs. Collins. Better grab yourself a coat or something so we'll be ready to leave on time.
Leave? Me?
I just told your horses, pal. This was never in the deal. You said you were leaving here tonight.
Didn't I mention it before, Collins? Well, you see, I'm taking the dame with me.
No, I won't go, and you can't make me.
Sure I can make you, Mrs. Collins. I figure you can be insurance for me all the way to the border. You got nothing to worry about. Of course, if the cops turn up, well, I guess even then you won't have much to worry about. It's hard to worry with a hole in the back of your head.
Greg had thrown me to the wolves. He couldn't have organized it better. Inside an hour, Billy Kidd was going to march me out into the street with a gun in my back. And out in the street were 20 eager cops. Only one of them had to get Trigger happy, and, well, you can figure as well as I can. So don't go away. In just a minute, I'll bring you the climax of the case. One thing I have to say for Billy Kidd, he was polite. Even when he was telling you he'd kill you, he did it with a polite smile on his good-looking face. But you knew he meant it.
Use your head, Billy. If you take Gale, you're up for kidnapping. You can figure on at least an extra 20 years when the cops catch up with you.
You're not fooling me any, Collins. You know as well as I do I killed a guard when I broke out of the pen.
You killed a guard?
Why, sure, yeah, I had to. And Collins must have read it while he was out at the bank this morning.
Did you read it, Greg?
Yeah, I read it.
I figured you wouldn't do anything crazy, like telling the cops about me when you read that. You'd know I've got nothing to lose if they come for me.
Now, Billy, take me with you. If you want insurance, I'm a better deal than she is.
I don't think so. The cops don't like to be the reason for Dame getting killed.
He's right. Greg, honey, it's going to be all right. Kid wouldn't harm me unless he had to.
There, you see? Man, she wants to come.
Well, maybe there's some other way out of this. Now, look, why don't you let me organize something for you, Billy? Hole up here for another day and let me get everything straightened out.
It's all planned. So far, it's worked fine. Do you know any reason why it shouldn't keep working fine? Because if you do, Buster, you better say so now.
Yes. If you want to know...
Because if there is a good reason, I'll start to alter my plans now. The first things I'll alter is you and the Dame, Collins. I'll alter you both permanently. What do you got to say, huh?
Nothing.
Oh!
That's what I've been waiting for. Get on your feet, baby. No hurry. Okay, you answer the door, Collins. Come on, come on.
Keep your hands to yourself.
I said move. I'm in a hurry. You stay here with me, honey. Uh-huh. Okay, now open the door, Collins.
Is this Mr. Collins' apartment?
Yeah, but right now I'm pretty busy. If you come back tomorrow or next year...
Step inside, Mr. Collins. I'm here for Billy Kidd.
Come right in, honey. All ready and waiting.
Damn.
Close the door, Mr. Collins.
I knew I could count on you, honey.
Oh, Billy. Billy, it's been so long.
Oh, baby, baby. How's the girl, huh?
I thought these last 2 years would never go, Billy. Didn't think I could stand it much longer.
You mean to tell me this is the person who's going to help you get away?
We've been planning for 6 months, baby. Except for the fact that I had to break 24 hours early. It's gone like clockwork.
And that's how it's going to keep on. In 2 days, we'll be across the border into Mexico. And then... Oh, Billy, let's go.
Yeah, okay. But did you see anything when you came in? Did you look around?
Yeah, I looked around like you told me, but I didn't see anything. There wasn't a cop in sight.
So this is true love. I can see it all now. The little lady promised to be true when they sent you up the river. And now you're getting set to skip the border with her.
Well, what's so funny about that?
Let him rave, honey. He saw because I used him up.
No, not so, pal. Just amuse.
I'll skip it. Okay, grab your coat, Mrs. Collins. We're on our way.
Greg.
What? I don't think there's anything for us to say to each other.
What on earth?
Hey, wait a minute. Do you mean she's coming with us?
Well, sure. Baby, you see, it's insurance. With this doll along, the cops aren't likely to give us trouble.
Oh, pardon me if I collapse into silent laughter.
If they do, Buster, your wife's the first to go.
Billy, boy, you're not making a statement for the press. You're talking to me. Well, if you want her so bad, pal, you take her.
Great.
Oh, let's spare me the parting. I know this thing's bigger than both of you. So let's leave it at that.
Hey, what is... Say, this guy's gone nuts.
Sure, I'm nuts. I'm not as nuts as you, pal. If this dame gives me the runaround, what'll she do to you?
Just what's going on here?
I don't know what your version of this guy is. But if you think he can keep two dames happy, you're welcome to him.
Two dames?
Look, I didn't come down with a lash shower. A dollar who's being forced to go away with a guy doesn't make him a present of $2,000. And, Billy boy, who's got $2,000 of her dough?
That's a dirty lie. She didn't give me $2,000, you did.
Pal, I might give my wife away, but I don't give her the cash to set up house.
Listen, let's get out of here. It's almost 8.
Just a moment. I'm not so sure I like this. You didn't tell me about her, Billy.
If it comes to that, he didn't tell me about you either.
Because he's a gentleman, that's why. He doesn't bandy a lady's name around.
A lady? Don't make me laugh.
If somebody don't shut up around here, there's going to be trouble.
There's trouble already, you great lug. You don't fool me. I can see what goes on
now
here.
Now listen, baby, you got it wrong. Collins is off his nut. He's jealous just because his wife took a kind of shine
to
him.
And what did you do? Turn your light out? Billy Kidd, I know you like I know myself. You always were a twister.
Don't you call him a twister, you man-stealer.
I've had enough of this. Mrs. Collins, get your coat. Here, take it. For Pete's sake, let's get out of here.
Oh, that suits me fine, but she stays.
I don't care who stays, but let's start moving.
You cheap criminal! You don't care who stays, huh? After all I've done for you.
Bella, don't. Bella, put that decanter down.
As far as I'm concerned, they can have you back in the pen for keeps.
Bella!
Oh. For you.
No, but Bella, just be a good girl. It's all over now.
Over? It's only just started.
Hey, don't. Put that vase down.
I wish it was your head.
Not our television set. What are they going to do if we can't watch the wrestling?
I don't care.
Oh, well. What's an old cathode ray between friends?
Greg?
Yes, honey?
I've been thinking.
Honey, don't. I like you the way you are.
Whatever made you jealous of Billy Kidd and me? You see, it doesn't work out. If I really was going away with Billy Kidd because I liked him, I would have been unhappy when Sergeant Merton came and loaded him onto a stretcher to take him away.
Oh baby, I wasn't really jealous. Skip it. I was jealous because you're so beautiful.
Oh, it's okay. I know you were acting. And I acted too, didn't I? I really made out I liked him, and that upset everything.
Yeah. Come to think about it, you did. I guess it was those
Those dimples of his and those blue eyes. And that black wavy hair.
Yeah. He was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now I come to think of it, when I was at the bank...
Craig Collins, you green-eyed monster. You really are jealous.
Well, he was a good-looking guy. You don't deny that, do you?
That's the end. I'm going to watch the wrestling.
We haven't got a television set now, remember? Now, look, I got a better idea. I once met a dame in Miami.
Yes, Greg.
Well, I voted her the dame I'd most like to cast adrift in an apartment with. And then I married her.
So what? That's no crime, Mr. Collins. Don't go away. In just a moment, we'll be back with you.
Well, folks, Gad and I hope you enjoyed our adventure, the Green-Eyed Dragon. Be sure to visit us next time for another Puzzle in Murder, where there is crime and romance. There you'll find Mr.
and Mrs. Collins.
Welcome back. Well, naming your outlaw character Billy Kidd, I have to appreciate the subtlety, or lack thereof, but I did like the way it played out at the end. I think Greg did a great job just improvising a way to defeat Kidd that he really just did not see coming. Now it's time for listener comments and feedback, and we have this from Bill, who writes in, "Hi, Adam. I'm not a lawyer, and I should preface this. This is in regards to my comments at the end of the Red Hot Mama. I only play one when commenting on podcasts, but I believe that a beneficiary in will is just like a beneficiary of a life insurance policy if you kill the person you cannot collect. I think that the deceased husband was pretty clever by making his widow make the nephew beneficiary of her will. He ensured he couldn't collect if he killed her. Thanks. Thanks for the comment, Bill. I actually think that the way it was written, because essentially the nephew was only going to be beneficiary of the will for a short time, and they had to stay together in the same house. So the way the will was actually written, from my reading, is it was written to push the nephew into trying to kill the widow. And that was what I was questioning was legal. I've not heard from any actual attorneys who listen. Maybe the attorneys don't listen to It's a Crime, Mr. Collins, but would still welcome further discussion regarding that particular legal issue if anyone has any thoughts on it. But thanks so much for the comment, Bill. And I also want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Barbara. Barbara's been one of our Patreon supporters since March, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Barbara. And that will do it for now. Join us back here tomorrow for The Man Called X, and we'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of It's a Crime, Mr. Collins. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.